Today I feel, like most Sundays, I feel like a kid in a candy store, a candy shop, because there's so much in the readings today that I've been praying to ask God to keep me on track and within a certain time frame. But we are blessed with some very strong and very generous words from Scripture today. But you might recall that 2 weeks ago, we reflected on the invitation of Jesus to two disciples to come and see, an early invitation that is open to you and to me. Come and see. Last Sunday, if you're following closely, we focus on the call to the four fishermen, the first disciples. And you know what I find about being a Christian is that if we just listen to the simple invitations, we'll be all right. Come and see. Come follow me. And that was the invitation from Jesus as he started to build and train a team to assist in his ministry. Today, however, we fast forward a bit, and we would recall from Scripture that Jesus was proclaiming the kingdom of God. And so among the people, there was some interest in knowing, how do I become part of this kingdom of God? And that really is part of the context for our conversation today. Because today we are listening to the teaching of Jesus to his disciples and others at the beginning of what is generally called the Sermon on the Mount. And you know that's a long sermon, so that's not the discussion today. There are many ways to interpret this passage from Scripture, from Matthew, that was read by Father Pierre. But I'm inviting you to look at it as a code of ethics for the disciples, as some biblical scholars have suggested. It is also seen as a standard of conduct for all followers of Christ. And in fact, it shows a contrast between human nature and Christian principles. We heard today that Jesus began to teach by describing the traits which would clash with the values of society. For each Christian virtue reveals how to live when we decide to follow Christ. And I know that as you sang the interpretation of Psalm 15, especially that first verse, it reminds us of what this is all about. Lord, who may dwell within your house? Jesus called all those people blessed. And some versions of the Bible use words like fortunate, happy. But you'd agree, I'm sure, that the teaching of Jesus is contrary to the general trend in society. Because this is what Jesus is asking us to do. Be humble instead of proud. Let us express grief and empathy instead of happiness at any cost. We must be meek instead of seeking power and privilege. We must strive for justice and goodness instead of pursuing personal needs. We must show kindness and mercy instead of strength without feeling. We must have hearts that are pure and not be deceptive or dishonest. We must strive for peace in our society, peace among us, and not just emphasize personal well-being without concern for others. And we must display faithfulness by what we do instead of weak commitments. That's a tall order, isn't it? And so imagine being in the crowd and listening to Jesus explain what it takes to be his disciple. Would you volunteer? Would you volunteer? Jesus was making the point, however, that God's way of living usually contradicts the worldview. And yet, if we want to live by God's plan, We must be willing to do and say things which are different from the trend in society. And some people use words like countercultural, but that's another conversation. For example, we must be willing to give when others take. We must be willing to love when others hate. And we must be willing to help when others harm or are complacent. We read this morning that at the end of his message, Jesus encouraged his listeners to rejoice, to rejoice. I know someone who has been through lots of challenges in life. But when anyone asks her how she's doing, her response is usually something like this: I am blessed and highly favored. I am blessed and highly favored. You know, her answer resonates with me because it is a reminder that from time to time, we could all get discouraged by the setbacks and detours in life. And if you've never had a setback or a detour, it's coming. It's coming. But while our circumstances may not always be ideal, because challenges are a part of life's journey, nevertheless, we are blessed in so many ways. I know that we all have our own story. You have your story, you have your story, I have my story. And I know that many persons with whom I'm in contact make what is called a gratitude list. And I guess that if you make a gratitude list, your gratitude list is probably quite long. We share many blessings. And one blessing that we share as part of this Christian community is fellowship with God and with each other. Beyond the gospel, however, we listen to the words of the prophet Micah, who also revealed God's expectations. And in today's reading, there's no doubt about what is desired of humanity as the prophet addressed the people of his time. What does the Lord require of you? Do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God. I don't think that could be any clearer. Do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God. What would our world be like if we all followed this advice from Micah? What if we took Micah's advice seriously and make it obvious to the way we live and the way we serve others? Last Friday, the church remembered the faithful witness of Lydia, Dorcas, and Phoebe. And I mention them specifically today because quite often the role of female disciples, especially in the early church, that has really been overlooked. But these were three women who were companions in Paul's ministry. Lydia was Paul's first convert to the church in Philippi. And after her baptism, she joined Paul in the missionary work among the Philippian Christians. And there's a lot that's been written about these three female disciples. Dorcas is remembered for her generosity and her tireless work among needy widows at that time. And you might recall that in the context, widows generally didn't have much of an income. Phoebe was a pioneer and a deaconess in the Corinthian church. Three women of the early church who were blessed and were a blessing to others and did what was required of them. So who are the blessed ones? What are the qualifications and expectations of discipleship? For the prophet Micah, there are those who do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with God. For Paul, there are the ones who find wisdom in the weakness of the cross. And for Jesus, there are the poor, those who grieve with others and show empathy, the meek, those who hunger for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, and the peacemakers, all called to a different way of living with and serving each other. At the end of his message, Jesus said to the crowd gathered to hear him, "Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you," promising that by serving others, we will one day receive everything that God has in store for us. So in summary, when Jesus gathered his disciples and others to hear the Sermon on the Mount, you would notice that his first remarks were blessed. Blessed are those who seek to live righteously. He suggested several qualities for godly living. And by his earthly ministry, we know that the best example of each character trait, each characteristic, is found in Jesus himself as he set the standard for his followers. Jesus offered a choice to those who would follow him. Would their attitudes, would our attitudes and lifestyle reflect society's selfishness, pride and desire for power and control? Or do they want their life to reflect the humility and the sacrifice of Jesus himself? My siblings, my sisters and brothers in Christ, this choice is offered to you and to me. And so today and always, may we be blessed as we do our best to be faithful disciples of Christ. And to this we say, thanks be to God. Amen.